This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. I wanted to thank everybody who's been sharing about this podcast. I took a little bit of a break over the last couple of months to focus on some other projects. I wrote a book. I've been working on some online courses for my program at the college that I teach at. So there have been a couple of things that I've been doing over the last few months, and I wanted to get back to this particular project because I feel like it's something that's important. So I wanted to thank everybody who's been sharing. Seems like I've been getting some listens and some downloads and some follows over the last couple of months, and I think that has a lot to do with the people that have been listening to this podcast and have been sharing it. So I wanted to express my gratitude for that. Today, I wanted to focus on something that I think we take for granted a little bit and don't always follow through with when it comes to the situations that we run into in our lives. What happens when you lose? We are taught from a very young age that winning is very important. When we play sports, when we compete in anything, we are taught that we have to win. And sometimes we don't. Life is long, and we enter into a lot of different scenarios in our lives, and oftentimes we go into these scenarios assuming that we are going to be victorious every single time. We interview for a job, we go to return something at a store, we ask someone out on a date, we apply to a college, or try out for a team, or we're in a relationship. And we expect to always win. And our idea of winning has to do with a very black and white thought of, I did something better than the other person. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we win. Sometimes we barely win. Sometimes we win, but we're a little beat up. And sometimes we just lose. And what do we do when we lose? I've been a big believer in the idea that losing is an incredible teacher. And when we use the terms win and lose, the connotation for each is either good or bad. Losing can be good. Winning can be bad. Sometimes winning gives us a false sense of security that we're going to win all the time. Sometimes losing gives us the idea that we have to do something better. Because if we do something negative and there's a good outcome, that's actually incredibly dangerous. I think I've used this analogy before where you stay up all night and study for a test, or you stay up all night at the last minute and you do that presentation that you have to do at work, and you go in the next day and you absolutely nail it. That's dangerous because we think to ourselves, man, I stayed up all night and all these people were telling me I had to take my time and prepare and I'll show them. I'll just keep doing this. Well, because eventually that win is going to run out. You're not going to have that kind of luck all the time. Sometimes the best thing that happens is that we leave something to the last minute and it doesn't work out. And then we go back the next time and we do it better. Experience is an incredible teacher. And at times we have bad experiences. We lose. We apply for a job. We get all the way to the end and we don't get it. We ask someone out on a date and they say no. We're in a relationship and it doesn't work out. Sometimes we lose. And it's all how you take that. What do you do with it? Where do you put it? Do you take that opportunity to learn something? Do you take that opportunity to get better? Because if you don't experience any kind of adversity, we don't learn how to deal with it. I read this interview once with Derek Jeter, who played for the Yankees. And most of his career, if you're not a baseball fan, the New York Yankees were a very good team. I actually believe the article stated that the entire time Derek Jeter played for the New York Yankees, they did not have a losing record once. And he flat out admitted he had no idea how to lose. He got a job after he retired from baseball, running a team that wasn't very good. And he didn't know what to do because he had never experienced any type of professional adversity. And the idea that you go into different scenarios in life, your job, your family, your kids, your friendships, and sometimes you do the right thing and you don't win. Sometimes you can be the absolute best candidate in the pool for a particular job and you don't get it because the people that are hiring are looking for something different or they missed something. Sometimes you're in a relationship with someone and you do a lot of really good things and that person decides that they're no longer interested in being in a relationship with you. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you go up for that big project at your job and you don't win. Sometimes you do everything you can as a parent and your child makes a choice that's different than the one that you would have made. And you have to think to yourself, what is it that I can do with this experience to get better for the next time and the time after that and the time after that? Because if we don't take the concept of losing and use it to get better, that's a wasted experience. Experience is experience, whether it's a failure or a success. Now remember, we all define failure and success differently. But the idea that we take our failures and we learn from them and we use them to get better in all areas of our life, our professional life, our personal life, our relationships, parenting, whatever that is. We try things. And sometimes we have to take some chances. Sometimes we have to mess up. People are so afraid of messing up. People are so afraid of submitting that project or submitting that paper when we're in school. We're afraid someone's going to look at it and they're going to write stuff on it. We are afraid to go for a job that maybe we're a little underqualified for, but close. Sometimes we're afraid of success because if we succeed too often, then people are going to have expectations of us. Most of that is the worry and the concern that we are going to create a set of expectations. Because failure and success is really about expectation management. It's really about what is it we expect of ourselves and what are other people going to expect of us. And if we take our failures, or what we define as failure, and we use that to acquire new skills or learn different things. Because a lot of failure and success is really just learning how to do things differently. In all the environments that we are in, success and failure are defined differently. And we have to learn what those things are. Around different sets of people, we can be successful or not. And we have to take what it is we are learning from our personal life or from our professional life, because success and failure in those different areas are not the same. Sometimes we try something as a parent and it doesn't work out. And we could get angry and upset, or we could look at that as a learning experience. The learning part is critical because that's where growth comes in. We don't grow if we don't fail. And if we don't grow, we're not going to become the version of ourselves we want to be. It takes a really long time to figure that out. We don't learn that young. We're taught we have to win. And if we don't win, we lost. And if we lost, we didn't win. That's what we're taught when we're kids, when we play sports or we try things. You're riding your bike, and if you fall, you failed. And if you ride, you succeeded. But when you fall, you figure out how to get up, and you figure out how not to fall again. But we're not taught that when we're kids. We look around at all the other kids who can ride their bike, and we think to ourselves, we are failing. And really what we're learning is how not to fall and how to get up. When we grow up, we're taught a little bit more about success and failure. We're taught that you don't always have to super duper achieve to be successful. Many of us are taught that we can be successful in certain areas. Sometimes we're not taught to focus on our strengths because our weaknesses are constantly pointed out to us in our professional life, in our personal life. And we don't focus on our strengths, or we don't put aside our strengths to try to make our weaknesses better. It's almost like you're really, really good writing with your right hand. And you say to yourself, okay, I got this part down. Let me learn how to do it with my left. The idea is that we are trying to do everything with our dominant hand constantly. That's a metaphor. But what if we tried it with the other hand? What if we flipped the script and we took the things we weren't good at and we tried to refine those things? If you're a really good public speaker, maybe preparing to be a public speaker is something that you could work on. That might be a weakness. You might be great at getting up and winging it, but what if you prepared? You could be even better. So it's learning about what happens when you lose. What happens when you're not good at something? How do you take the experiences that you have in life and turn them around so that you can learn something from them? It took me a really long time to figure out that I was failing in certain areas of my life. And it took me a long time to accept the fact that there was criticism of the way in which I did certain things that was intended to help me. Because when we're criticized, we don't often take that as helpful information. We take that as someone's telling me I lost and I'm doing something wrong. So when you don't get that job, instead of getting angry, maybe learn from what did I do and what can I do differently? If you're in a relationship and it didn't work out, instead of being angry, think about your responsibility in that situation and what can I do to do better the next time? If you have a parenting issue, maybe you tried something or maybe you did something or maybe you thought something would work and you lost. And losing is not always as black and white as someone wins and someone loses. Sometimes losing is you did not get the outcome that you were looking for. And if you don't get the outcome that you're looking for, why not? What are the things you could do differently? How could you refine your skills to have a better outcome next time? Because it doesn't always have to be a clear win or loss. Sometimes it has to be just the outcome I'm looking for. If the outcome you're looking for in certain situations is to learn, more than likely that's going to be successful because you can learn from anything. But don't let experiences in your life go by without taking the opportunity to learn something from them, because all experiences have a lesson if you look hard enough at the situation. If you go through an experience, you can learn something from it, big or small. It doesn't have to always be so profound. I think one of the mistakes we make is that when we have some sort of huge failure, we expect there to be some movie lesson to be learned at the end of that rainbow. And sometimes it's not super profound. And if we are constantly waiting for that profound lesson to come to us, oftentimes we miss the subtle, important piece that we can utilize to get better for next time. So don't always be waiting for that incredibly grand lesson to come to you. Sometimes it's small, and you have to be willing and open to look for it in order to find it. Be willing to look at every experience as a potential lesson. Sometimes we win, and the lesson is we did the right thing and something good happened. That's a very easy lesson. But sometimes we lose, and we're looking for that incredible Hollywood lesson to be taught to us. But we have to be willing to look within sometimes and realize that the lesson might be as simple as we just have to do better. We just have to prepare. We just have to take all the information that we have at this given time and try to do better next time. It doesn't always have to be profound. It could be very subtle. But you have to be willing to look at that and accept the fact that this grand situation that I'm in, or this huge failure that I'm defining, may have a very basic lesson to it. And we have to be willing to look at the whole situation and look at what we're being told and be willing to accept it. Because if you're not prepared to learn the lesson from the loss, you're not going to learn it. And sometimes we have to experience that several times in order to take the lesson away from it. You have to be willing. You have to be open. You have to be able to receive whatever that lesson is going to be. And in order to do that, you have to pay attention.